Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look again in Romans 8, 24. We're saved by hope. It helped me years ago to substitute the word expectation. If you look this up in the different dictionaries, Strong's and Vine's and what have you, you'll see that's what it is. Because we use the word hope in our modern vernacular in a completely different meaning. So it can be confusing. So every time I see hope, I think expectation. Confident. Expectation. I'm saved. And saved is one of the big words. It not only means saved from hell, it means saved from disease, saved from poverty, saved from a curse of the law, saved from all. It's one of the big words in the New Testament. I'm saved, I'm healed, I'm delivered by confident expectation. But expectation that's seen is not expectation. If you see it, you're not expecting it. I know I've already said this two or three times, but I'm going to be redundant tonight. If you see it, you're not expecting it. Why? How are you expecting something you already see? For what a man sees, why does he yet expect it? Hope for it. Verse 25. But if we expect for that we see not, we don't see, then do we with perseverance wait for it. Not a passive waiting to see if anything's going to happen. That's not faith. A confident, steady expecting what must happen.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Based on what he told us.
Yes.
That pleases God above everything. Everything else in life. We need to focus on what pleases Him.
Yes.
When you read scriptures like it says, Jesus, He said, I do always those things that please the Father. What does that mean? That means every waking moment and while He's asleep, He's doing it by faith. Everything He's doing. He preached by faith. He prayed by faith. He spoke to the wind and waves by faith. He walked on the water by faith. He went to the cross by faith.
Amen.
How are you going to let them crucify you? How's that going to happen? He went through a moment of crisis as a man when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And yet, I don't believe his faith ever wavered. He held fast. He believed for resurrection.
Yes.
He believed for redemption.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And on the third day, he was no longer believing for it.
Amen.
He was experiencing it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we're going to talk more about this in just a minute. But first, there's faith. Then there's seeing. Go back to Peter, please. 1 Peter. Anybody remember our beloved Mark 11, 24? What does it say? Jesus said, what things soever you desire. That covers a lot of territory. Right? Whatever you desire. Now, desire means whatever you want. You want a healing? You want money to pay your bills? You want a place to live? You want a good way to travel? You want some good clothes? You want some good food? You want to be able to be a blessing to others and have extra and give and do? What do you desire? Well, Jesus said, whatever you desire, when you pray, beg. Beg hard. And keep on begging. Religion will make you a beggar.
Amen.
The Bible will make you a believer. Believers are not beggars.
No. That's right.
Beggars are not believers. The psalmist said, I've been young, now I'm old. And I have never seen the righteous forsaken. And I've never seen his seed begging for bread. Why? Because he didn't have to.
Amen.
When you're a believer, you don't have to beg for it. Jesus bought it. He paid for it. You do have to believe for it. But if you're begging, you're missing it. When you pray, believe what? Believe what? Believe that you receive it. That word's also translated take. Believe that you take it. And what'll happen then? And you shall have it. What did Jesus say? Believe that you receive them. Then what happens? And you shall have. When do you have them?
When you believe.
After. After you believe you receive them. When do you believe you receive them? Before you have them. If you had it and it was looking at you, you couldn't believe you receive it. When do you believe you receive it? Before you have it. Someone says, don't I believe? Am I supposed to believe I have it? Exactly. Believe you have it. Which is not the same as having it. If it was, why did Jesus say it this way? If you say, I have it now, where is it? I want to see it. No, what's the correct way to say? I believe I receive it. I believe I receive it. And you do that before you have it, as far as seeing it, feeling it, experiencing it. When do you feel it, experience it, see it? After I believe I receive it. Well, do you have it? Well, no, not in my pocket. Do you have it? So you already feel better in your body. No, I didn't say that. You still hurting? Yeah, but let's not talk about that.
Amen.
It's not a bad confession. Faith is not denying what's there. A lot of people have been confused about that. Faith is not calling what is as though it's not. It's calling things that are not as though they were. No, the same thing. Oh, no. Oh, no. No. One of them's focusing on things seen. I have no pain. I have no pain. I have no pain. Ugh. I have no, ooh. I have no pain. I have no pain. I have no pain. He didn't tell you to do that. Faith comes by hearing. And what are you hearing when you say that 1,000 times a day? I have no pain. 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 You're hearing about pain. You're feeling pain. You're hearing about pain. You're talking about pain. He didn't say that. If you're in pain, there's something wrong with your body. What is not? Healing. Strength. Soundness. Right? So what do? Call those things that be not as though they were. Well, yeah, but my body's not healed. All the reason why you should call it healed. Believe you receive healing for it.
Yes.
The enemy has, he's ministered condemnation to people. Yes. Big time. And folks have received it. And they thought, well, I don't understand. You know, I'm believing, but why isn't it working? If you were believing, you'd never say it's not working. The fact that you say it's not working is based on what? You don't see it. You don't feel it. So you're walking by sight. When you walk by faith, it's got nothing to do with what you see or what you feel. It's only based on trusting what he said. I call my body healed. I call my body healed. And you need to sometimes talk two specific things. Kidneys, listen to me. Work right. I'm talking to you. Kidneys, function normally. Lungs, I call you clear. Joints, I call you perfect. I call you loose. I call you normal. I call you strong. And what are you hearing? Strong, strong, healed, normal. If it felt that way, you wouldn't need to call it that way. Believe that it's that way. What things ever you desire, whatever it is, boy, you talk about a blank check. What things soever you desire. When you pray, do what?
Believe.
Do what?
Believe.
Believe. Believe what? I've heard people say, well, boy, I'm a strong believer now. I have a lot of faith. But they mean just in a general sense. You're talking about, I believe God is real. Well, the devils believe that. Isn't that right? Well, I believe God can do it. He didn't say believe God can do it. Well, I just believe if God wants to, when He gets ready, none of that's in there. So people are believing all kind of stuff instead of what the Lord said. What did Jesus say to do? Believe what? Believe that you receive or take it. I believe Jesus took my infirmities. He bore my sicknesses. He carried my pains. He bought it. He paid for it. I believe I take healing. I believe I receive. Do we believe that He took our sins?
Yes.
Do we believe that?
Yes.
So can we take forgiveness?
Yes.
By faith. Can we believe we receive cleansing and washing?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's exactly the same to believe you receive. I mean, if you've missed it and messed up and you say, Lord, I believe I receive my cleansing. I believe I receive righteousness restored. Do you necessarily feel righteous at that moment? No. But if you'll believe it and continue to say it, those feelings will change. I said those feelings will change. Healing's the same way. Paying your bills is the same way. Everything else, the just live by faith. The just walk by faith. Everything works the same way. When you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. When do you have them? After you believe you receive them. When do you believe you receive them? Before you have them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God, God who gives me